Australia Day is not till January the 26th, and we have some awards. Every municipality has them, Australia Day awards, for the Citizen of the Year, the Young Citizen of the Year, and the Community Event of the Year. But you're already calling for nominations for Devonport's award winners, 5 or 6 months out, but obviously there's a lot of planning involved in it.
Well, there is a lot of planning, because they have to justify why they think this person or event should be awarded the highest city award that we've got.
And then the judging panel have to look into it and make sure that it's all bona fide.
Yeah. And make sure that the event all goes off well on Australia Day with the announcement, etc. So if anybody out there knows of a person that has contributed well to the community, and I think that they've certainly changed the shape of the community, whether it be young citizen or more experienced citizen, or even the events. Now, Devonport has some wonderful events. A lot we don't hear about. I bumped into the Devonport Link the other day, and we have a Devonport Photography Club, and they had a great, wonderful display of photography in the Devonport
Library. And it's not just limited to cultural events. It can be sporting events as well. And one that jumps into my head is the Devonport Squash Club. I mean, they've been organising some amazing tournaments over the last 12 months, attracting players from all around the world.
From all around the world, yeah. And Devonport Stepford's another one, so that's great. And that's all. I love the Devonport Stepford's. Unfortunately, I didn't make the talent night this year, but
you've got to have talent to do that.
For me to make it. But you know, over the fortnight period that it was run, and congratulations to Joan Andrews and the crew with the Devonport Stepford. It was another fantastic event.
Over 2,000 entries, and you know, it brings the city to life, as does other things. There's an endless number of events that could be nominated, really.
My word. And so put your thinking caps on. Let's get out there. Let's start to boast what our city has to offer.
Yep, and nominations close on November the 28th, which is a Monday, at 5 p.m. And more information you can actually find at the government's website, also at the library or the Link website as well. So, or you can pop into either of those and pick them up in person.
Yes.
Nomination form.
Paper form, yep.
And now it's spring, as you can tell. Beautiful day outside again today. And you've released the spring community events and activity guide. And Devonport City Council does this every quarter. And I've got to say, they're usually jam-packed with anything from 50, 60, 70 different activities over the space of 10 or 12 weeks, which is just awesome.
Well, it brings people to the knowledge of what's happening in their community and the opportunities they've got to get involved, to learn something new, to socialise as well, which is very important. I mean, things like you've got 123 Create, which is at the Devonport Regional Gallery, and they've got a lot on this coming fortnight as well. And that's about kids... sensory plays, music, art, education programs for kids aged 1 to 3. Then you've got Kids in the Kitchen Masterclass, which is done at Drysdale TAFE.
Wow.
Now, isn't that great? Because now we've got an educational place like Devonport TAFE doing something for the kids and teaching them how to cook.
Given the interest there is in MasterChef and all those sort of cooking shows, and there's even a kids one, isn't there? And, I mean, I've seen bits of that, and it's quite amazing.
Oh.
And I'm sure that other kids have been inspired by watching it.
Puts our hamburgers to shame, doesn't it? I've probably made over the years.
Frozen ones as as well.
And there's gall makeup, latex and other forms of makeup with the participants. Are going to learn how to get the skills to create some, creepy scars and injuries, especially right in time for Halloween coming up.
Don't get me started on that. It's an American holiday. I don't want to know that.
No. It's a fun thing. I look at it as kids going around learning about their neighbourhood, etc., the faces, and makes it a bit safer.
Mm.
And that's at the junction. So just different things altogether, and adult fit for the future, which is run by the council team, actually. Fishing, Tai Chi, bike riding, some walking involved as well. I'll stick maybe
lots of good things that you can take advantage of the better weather that we're experiencing now. People want to get a copy of that, they can find it on the website, or they can pop into the council chambers in person.
Yes, they can.
Simple as that. Now, you mentioned the Regional Gallery a minute ago. They've got two or three big events coming up over the next couple. Excuse me, over the next couple of weeks. One of them is 3D printing, and this amazes me. I can't get my head around it, to be honest, but I know that it's a growing thing.
My word it is, and I'll make mention also the Edinburgh Christian School. They've got a STEM class, which is science, technology, engineering and maths, and they've got a 3D printer in there.
Right.
And they just had a robotic class not so long ago, and everybody made a robot and had to go and judge.
Wow.
And what they did, they made the Winnie Eaton medallions, with a 3D printer.
Gee.
So that was fantastic. And the Regional Gallery has an event coming up, which will commence on the 1st of October, goes through to the 13th of November. Shapeshifters, the 3D printing for the future. And we've also got Conspicuous Craft by Mae Finlinson, which is going to be in the Little Gallery project space. And that's from the 1st of October to the 22nd of October. But next Friday night, the 30th of September, before the Cats get in the grand final.
Well, I hope so. Well, tomorrow night it is. We've got to get into that one first.
Well, true. Both those programs, as in 3D printing and the Conspicuous Craft, will be the exhibition we open next Friday night, the 30th, 6 o'clock at the Devonport Regional Gallery. So if you want to have a sneak preview, come to the lodge,
okay,
have a look at it.
Yeah.
And look, Ellie and the crew, Diane down there, wonderful staff that put on great exhibitions.
I've often had both of them, not at the same time, but either of them on air on a number of occasions on this program to talk about some of the exhibitions. And yes, I'm really aware of what they do, because there seems to be every couple of weeks there's something new going on.
Something new, get their machines, the way they do it, Ellie and Diane. So just to boost their morale a bit there, but they really do put on a good show down there at the gallery.
Yep, awesome. Well, Steve, thanks for popping in again, as always, today. We'll talk to you again in a fortnight, no doubt.
Thanks very much, Martin. All the best.